Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Live from beautiful downtown Shenzhen in Studio A, this is Tough Reality. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about, politics, religion, anything you don't discuss at the family dinner, we talk about here. Along with me today is wonderful Engineer Kelly in Studio B. We're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight. Agree with me or not agree with me, call me. Come on the air. We'll discuss what you want to discuss. You can reach me at mike@toughreality.com. You can Skype me, M-I-K-E-A-Y-2. You can get me on Skype. Call into our show. Listen to our show. Be attentive. All right. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Mike. Tough Reality, toughreality.com. Thank you so much for listening here tonight. We are in beautiful downtown Shenzhen. It's just after midnight here in Shenzhen, after 12 o'clock on the east coast of the United States, New York City time. And so we welcome you from all over the world, all over Asia, all over Africa, all over Europe, all over Australia, all over North and South America, all over the Antarctic and Arctic. Thank you so much for listening to Tough Reality. Toughreality.com. You can email me at mike@toughreality.com. You can also Skype me, M-I-K-E-A-Y-2. You can call me, 253-656-5048. You can also call into our show. Our show right now is in the free mode, which means we get about 30 minutes to an hour for free to broadcast Monday through Friday. We divide our show up into many things. Go to toughreality.com to find out what we divide our show up into. This is Friday. We're in April 2015. It is Friday. And on Fridays, we discuss love God, love people. That's right. Today's show will be about loving God and loving people. And it's very important that we understand this type of thing. And I love God. And Engineer Kelly, who's in Studio B, also loves God. How are you tonight, Engineer Kelly? Very good. She's in the great mode. I'm in the great mode, too. And a wonderful day today, loving God, loving people, attacking demons. And demons try to stop and hinder. But you know what? We have the greater power. We do. As a Christian, we have been given the power directly from God through Jesus. Now, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Through Christ, we can do all things. The Bible says we've been given power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So if you're feeling down today, I want to remind you that we have a vision here at Tough Reality, and that's to lead people out of captivity into freedom. Freedom from sin, freedom from no wealth, freedom from no health, freedom from bad personal relationships. We lead people into freedom, personal freedom, financial freedom, health freedom, freedom from sin and death. That's right. Here at Tough Reality, we believe in loving God and loving people. A twofold thing. Jesus gave us those commandments and said all the other rules, all the other commandments rest on these two things, loving God and loving people. Some people say, oh, Mike, that is too simple. Are you kidding me? Just loving God and loving people? Let me tell you, that's enough. Enough. Loving God and loving people. Sometimes loving people takes a lot of faith. This is true. Sometimes loving God takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of understanding. It takes a lot of individual things. But most of all, we here at Tough Reality understand that this is a truth. It's a law. And because it's a law, it happens every time, every day, every way, the same way. It's just like the law of gravity. The law of love God, love people is also a rule that, if obeyed, will yield a wonderful life. Now, our why here at Tough Reality is to lead the people out of captivity into freedom. One world, that's 7 billion people. One race, that's a human race. And one communication or one language. That's our bank business that we have. Teaching and training people how to communicate effectively. We believe here at Tough Reality in honorable exchanges. We give you valuable, honorable content in exchange for something honorable from you. We want you to be part of our vision to change the world, one communication at a time. Now, I believe in the Bible. I am a Christian. I believe that you can have freedom in Christ. If you're a Christian, God promises that in this life, you can be of good cheer. Doesn't mean you won't have problems. Many people make the false statement, making it sound like, as a Christian, if you are that Christian, that your life will be problem-free. that is just a bunch of hogwash. It's not true. You have an adversary in this world called the devil, Lucifer. His Nephilim, his Rahahim, his disembodied spirit called demons, they're all over the planet looking for people to embody, to possess, to oppress. They're looking. Don't let them today oppress or possess you. Today I want you to make a difference, starting with you. And you don't have to become a Christian, but if you want to, I'm here. You might be hearing my voice and think, you know, I've been hearing about this Christian stuff. I want to do it maybe. I want to be that. Well, right now, I want to lead you. A simple prayer. Not anything crazy, not anything super hard. A simple prayer. The prayer goes like this. You can repeat after me. First, I want you to believe in your heart that you need Jesus to wash away your sins and believe that Jesus came, died for you, rose again on the third day so that you can live forever with him in eternity in heaven. Pray with me. Father, I ask that you forgive me. I realize I am a sinner. I've done the wrong thing at the wrong time. My life has been full of mistakes, but I realize Jesus came, died, rose again for me, so that if I accept him, confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, that he will come save me. So, Lord, I ask that you save me. I ask that you come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Very good. Very simple. What I want you to do now is start to pray every day. Develop a relationship with God. You don't have to sit there and wonder what to say. Just talk normal. Talk natural. You can ask him for things. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. You can ask him directly. You can communicate with him. Your fears, your desires, your requests for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, your requests for more love in your life. Ask him to lead you, guide you, protect you, provide for you, heal you. Ask for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Ask that his will be done in your life. And most of all, every day, I want you to ask God for forgiveness of anything that you've done wrong during the day. And he'll forgive you. When you've asked for forgiveness from God, he forgets everything and forgives everything from that day backwards. He cannot, of course, forgive your future sin until you ask for forgiveness of whatever you've done wrong. It's pretty simple. Repent every day. And read your Bible every day. If you don't have a Bible, let us know and we'll direct you to resources that you can use, that you can get one. Also, like I said, pray every day, just like you're talking to your own Father. He's your Father in heaven. And he wants to give you power to overcome everything. That's how real he is. He wants to lead you out of captivity. I am the human who's been asked by God to lead people out of captivity, just like Moses in the Old Testament. I want to help you. I want you to become part of our team, the TRT, the Tough Reality Team. I want you to understand that I want you to be part of our dream, part of our vision. One person at a time, 7 billion people, to help them. I've accepted the role to help in this earth spread the good news, the exciting news, that Jesus came to this earth to die for you so that you could live forever in eternity of heaven. That's what I believe. That's what I desire. That's what I, from my most inner being, desire to see you succeed. Desire to see you overcome. We want to make sure that you have an honorable exchange. Honorable. If you want something, ask. If you'd like to communicate with me, email me, mike@toughreality.com. If you have a prayer request, if you want me to agree with you, if you want me to explain something about the Bible or God, I can't promise I know everything, but I can promise you that if I do understand something, I'll give you my understanding based on the Bible, not just my mind, but give you some Bible verses that'll help transform your life. Do you hear me? Transform. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, he can help you metamorpho or transform your life by the renewing of your mind. Now, what do you renew your mind to? To the Word of God. You start to take the Word of God, the Bible, and transform your mind. Transform your mind, your will, and your emotions, your heart. Transform it. After you're saved, after you're born again, you can transform your life, literally. I want to lead you into a pathway of righteousness and true holiness. I am not holier than you. I am not more special than you. God is no respecter of persons, the Bible says. I'm just like you on a journey. I want to be your guide, your helper. Because now you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, if you're born again, to be your helper, to be your guide. You also have angels. And I pray right now in Jesus' name, the angels are around you to help you walk in pathways of righteousness and true holiness. According to Psalms 91, and I would love you to read that psalm, Psalm 91 in the Old Testament, the angels will pick you up lest you dash your foot or hurt your foot on a stone. That you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty and His wings. Psalm 91. 23rd Psalm said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, Lord. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They make me to lie down in green pastures and beside the still brook. Psalm 1. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaf shall not wither, and in due season bring forth fruit. These are all promises. Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The 103rd Psalm, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. God's mercy endures forever. Psalm 103. Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. The faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Look, none of us are perfect. But I tell you, our cause here at Tough Reality is to lead people out of captivity into freedom. There are 7 billion people on this earth. And I want to assist you, to help you. I'm going to give you option here to trust. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. He says we are a royal priesthood. 1 John 5. A royal priesthood. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 6:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. Jesus said, with the faith of a mustard seed is a very small seed, you can say unto the mountain, be moved and cast into the sea. If you don't doubt, it shall be done. Jesus said, by your faith be it done unto you. By your faith. Your faith. So listen, if you need healing today, by your faith be it done unto you. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. If you need finances today, if you need wealth, no matter what kind of wealth, if you need the wealth, the Bible says he is Jehovah Jireh, God provider. He is El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. He is more than enough with plenty left over. John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that I'm going to give you life and more abundant life. That's exciting. The more abundant life. How can you have more abundant? Abundant is already more. But this is like the more abundant life. That's so exciting. So if you need health today, he's Jehovah Rapha. He wants to heal you. By the stripes of Jesus, I've been healed. It's in Peter. There are two parts to God's healing. Jesus gave up his body to death. Gave up that body to give you healing in your body. The physical healing of your body, your emotions, your mind, your will, all those things. Wants to heal you physically. And his blood that heals you spiritually. If you said the prayer, you, my friend, my sister, my brother, you are now saved. Welcome to the kingdom. The kingdom of God. Jesus said, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The demons and the devils will resist you. But the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And he goes about as a roaring lion. He isn't a roaring lion. It's not. In fact, the Bible says in the end time, when we see the devil, Lucifer, we will say, this is the person that confused and hurt the nations of the world. We'll be surprised how grotesque and ugly he's become. He was a beautiful angel. When he walked around heaven, music came out of his body. But he said six things about God. I will ascend. I will be better. I will be more wonderful than God. I will. I will. I will. I will. He said six times. Because of those I will statements, of trying to be better than God, he was cast out of his heavenly estate into this earth. That's why he's here, to torment, to try to hurt you. But he can't do it if you're a Christian. He cannot possess you when you're a Christian. He lost. Now you're going to heaven. Now that does not mean that you won't have problems. But it does mean, Jesus said this, and you in this world, you will suffer persecution or problems. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, therefore you can overcome. Be of good cheer. Be. That means now, right now. Choose to be of good cheer. Choose to be happy. Choose to choose happiness. Remember I say in Tough Reality, you choose for you. And making no choice, ladies and gentlemen, is a choice. Trust me when I say this. Making no choice is a choice. So just get over it. Get up off of it, get on with it, and decide to start living your life for you through Him who made you. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." What things? Things you need. The bread you need. The food you need. The water you need. The house that you need. The car that you need. Your needs. The Bible says if you ask the Father, God, for bread, He's not going to give you a stone. If you ask Him for to drink, He's not going to give you something bitter. If you ask Him for a fish, He's not going to give you a serpent or a snake. He's your Father in heaven. He loves you. Just like your natural Father who gives you good gifts. How much more will your Father in heaven give you good gifts? How much more? And Jesus said, "Look at the lilies of the field, how wonderful they look, even greater than Solomon." Solomon was the richest man in the world ever, or ever will be, or ever since. Wonderful, beautiful robes and clothes and ornaments. And Jesus said, "Look, the lilies of the field, they don't spin and toil and worry about what they will wear or what they will eat. God has provided for them, taken care of them." So today, if you have need, if you have want, ask God. Jesus said, "Cast your burden on the Lord." Burden, B-U-R-D-E-N, burden, your problem. Cast it on the Lord. Don't carry it with you to bed. Don't wake up with it in the morning. Cast it on the Lord, for He cares for you. Listen, if you need a house, in today's society, you need a house. You can't live on the street, in the gutter, in a tent. You need a house. Ask the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Ask Him. It's a commandment. The Bible says, "Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Ask and you'll receive. For all those who ask, receive. All those who knock, the door is open. All those who seek, find." You want to find the answers? The Bible says in James, in the New Testament, that if you need wisdom, if you lack wisdom, ask of God who gives to all men liberally. What does liberally mean? It's not a political party. It means abundance. He gives you an abundance of wisdom. He'll give you a new invention that maybe can make millions of dollars for you in fair, honorable exchanges. Is your business going down? Guess what? God can help bring the business up. He can deposit the cash you need before the cash is needed. He could lead you in pathways of righteousness and holiness and give you the things that you need in your life and into your heart, and not just for you, but for all of your family, all of your people, whoever's around you. Are you ready for God's abundance? Are you ready? Are you ready for that desire to happen? Can you handle it? Of course you can. I believe you can. Now we're coming towards the end of our show. But at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll go on with this idea, and we will go on and have another show. Now this show is on a different phone number. You go to toughreality.com, you can look at the bottom, or you can listen right now. The phone number is 213-943-3434. And the PIN number is down there, too. And you can go look on toughreality.com to go find it. You have about 30 minutes. At 1 a.m., my time. 1 p.m., your time. We're going to say some dynamic prayers. And you're going to agree with me, and I'm going to agree with you. You can listen in. I want you to look for us on Skype. Look for us on Blog Talk Radio. Look for us in iTunes. Look for us, Spreaker. Search us, Tough Reality, or my name, Mike Emisegger, MikeAemisegger. Send this to all of your friends. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Share it on YouTube. Be the change for you and your community, not some kind of baloney political statement, but be the supernatural change. Are you ready to be that? Are you ready to be supernatural? Are you ready to be led by Jehovah God, the maker of the heavens and the universe and the earth? Do you think that if God created the universe, He can fix your problem? Of course. The Bible says, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. So don't let anyone steal your vision. Don't let anyone steal your dream, steal your understanding. Once you're saved, repent every day. Come into agreement with God. He desires to give you what you need. He desires to lead you in pathways of righteousness and true holiness. He doesn't want you to fail. He doesn't want you to die. He wants you to live. If you're thinking about suicide or ending it, don't. Nothing is so bad that you can't overcome it. Again, this is Mike, toughreality.com. I want you to communicate with me. Make sure you go to toughreality.com, go to the bottom of that page. You'll see the phone number and the PIN number. Go seek us out. 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 1 a.m. Shenzhen time. I'm going to stay up here, and we, you and I, are going to agree to bring the power of God into your situation. Want to do that? Great. This is Mike, Tough Reality, toughreality.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening today. Tough Reality, toughreality.com. We had a great, great, great show today. And as you listen to our shows, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube and Pinterest. Skype me, M-I-K-E-A-Y, the number 2, at Skype. You can also email me at mike@toughreality.com. I want to make sure that each one of you understand that we care for you here at Tough Reality. And the Tough Reality is this: you choose for you. Nobody else chooses for you. You make that decision. Until we talk again, until we hear you again, until you speak to me again, or until you listen to us again, we want to make sure that all of you tune in the next time. Tell your friends, your relatives, anybody else that wants to get a double dose of Tough Reality. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take it away, Frank. Bye-bye.
I did what I had to do. Saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step. along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm
Hello, everybody. This is Mike, Tough Reality, toughreality.com again. I just wanted to say a prayer right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that each and every person who's listening to my voice is blessed beyond belief, that you are in their life, that you are changing them, that you are helping them, you're leading them and guiding them. Lord, I pray that in the name of Jesus, that each person in the hearing of my voice agrees that every need that they have is fulfilled, that every desire of their heart is taken care of, that any challenge or problem they have is fixed. I thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Make sure you go to toughreality.com. Go to the bottom of that page and look for the 1 o'clock show that we'll have. I want you to listen to these. Share these all with your friends. Share them everywhere that you go. Share them on your Facebook. Share them on your Twitter. Share them on your YouTube. Share them everywhere you can. Because our vision here is to lead people out of captivity into freedom. Freedom from sin. We want to lead them into wealth abundance. Lead them into health abundance. Lead them into personal relationship abundance. Remember, we have one world, 7 billion people, and one race, the human race, and we have one language, a language of great communication. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for listening to us. And you, have a great night. See you at 1 a.m. Bless you all. Mike, and a cigar, toughreality.com.